We were just talking about who in the world is listening to this right now.
And why. And we haven't come with any conclusion.
Part of me feels like there is a click farm in Indonesia that Zach has on his payroll 24/7.
Not a very big click farm.
No, I think it's just one family.
One family.
This is just
their rewatching.
They moonlight as fans.
Tabs.
Yeah. How does it feel? It's like instead of meeting the parents and getting opposition from the parents, you just, you know, the followers came for you.
His mother asked what kind of genitalia I have already. And I've never spoken to her.
Asked you or him?
Him. Oh. Yeah, she didn't ask me. She didn't ask me. Did I say that? No, she asked him.
Okay, yeah, you made it sound like that was like the first thing she said to you.
No, which would be
terrible, but I mean, you know, fair question for a mother to wonder.
I'm not actually sure that that's true. I don't know if it's...
I would be curious.
I don't know if she needs to wonder. Feels like, and then she told him not to do anal.
Why?
Because, like, I don't know if it was AIDS, just like that it's dangerous. And maybe, I think she said something about, like, when he's old, like, there will be complications. Because I think she thinks I'm fucking him. I think that's what his mother thinks.
Wait, oh, that's what she's worried about?
Yeah, like, that his hole is gonna be, like, stretched when he's, like, 70. And he's just gonna have to wear a diaper, like, probably at 50 or something. I think that's what she thinks. I think she thinks I'm raw dogging him.
All right, it sounds like you're making a lot of assumptions.
Right? No, but that's what she said. She said that he needs to be careful about taking stuff up his butt because when he's older, he's going to have problems. That sounds, I mean...
She actually said that? Okay, yeah. Fair.
I don't know what she's going to say to me.
I have a feeling that, like, she's not against it, but just, I mean, Zach will clarify this because I'm not going to know exactly, but having met his mom a couple times, I have a feeling that, like, she probably... you know, doesn't give as much of a fuck, but she, like, has opinions, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That are not necessarily negative or, you know, whatever, but, like, she thinks she knows things.
I'm sure she'll be nice to me when I meet her, but it is a very... I mean, it's awkward with my parents, too, talking about it, so...
Yeah, that's too bad. It's a little surprising, I guess, because it's, like... Is it not just the elephant in the room at this point? Like...
I think it's still the elephant in the room. Well, it's also, we're never in the same room, rarely, so it's not really, it's the elephant in the interwebs, I guess.
In the relationship, kind of.
Yeah. So, because I told you every time, I don't talk to my dad that often. I didn't talk to either, I think I actually talk to my dad more often than my mother, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every time he calls, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I need to, it takes me a while to adjust, and I'm always like, it's fine, and then he calls me a transsexual, and it's great.
And it's great. So is it just that he has trouble relating at this point? It's not.
Well,
like
no, he just says, he keeps calling me a guy, which I don't care. I genuinely don't, like, it doesn't matter that much to me as I think, like, it does to people on the internet. Hmm. Like, it doesn't hurt my feelings.
Really?
No, like, I get it. I understand that, like, I don't know. And he calls me, like, hi.
Hey.
And he calls me by my own name still sometimes, by accident.
Coffee?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's better than my mother, who
just...
Did you
guys start recording?
Yeah.
Yeah!
We're just warming up.
Friends! Making friends! So, I hope I didn't interrupt. Please continue.
It wasn't anything big. It was just talking about my parents and your parents. And the reaction was too warm.
I did.
Oh, did you ask her what the reaction was?
Daphne is afraid of your mom.
I'm not afraid, but I am tentative.
You are
afraid.
Because
she has asked...
She is afraid, yes.
She has asked very invasive questions.
You gotta understand, like, my mom's a boomer. Like, there's definitely people who, like, are just assholes and, like, don't like trans people. It's just scummy.
Where does boomer begin? What year?
I'm not sure.
Well, baby boomers were the ones born after World War II. By GIs who are coming back from the country. So, like, 60s and forward, like maybe even late 50s.
Yeah, and she's forward. Like 60 now. Yeah, I don't know, but no, they fucking... She sees pictures of us in videos, and, like, I remember the first video she saw, the one where I call you a bitch. She's like, who is that tall, gorgeous woman? I'm so happy for you. And she was like ecstatic.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, we were just concerned that she was concerned about your anus.
Well, remember?
That's true, dude. She was like...
See, I'm not lying.
I think because like, I mean, when someone meets you...
She seems very interested.
When someone meets you, what?
Someone meets you, it's so clear.
And the longevity.
Of my hole, yes. When someone meets you, it's so clear you're a little bratty bottom princess. You know what I mean? Like, I could never... I don't think anyone...
I don't know that that's true! Is that... Do you think that
I don't think anyone on Earth would meet you and hang out with you and think you were, like, a hardcore
I was
top.
Fucking you?
I don't think. Maybe. I don't know. You just don't give off, like, top vibes, but, like... She definitely thought that. I think because, like, the height. And she was like, yeah, like, I just... It just... It scares me thinking of you doing the gay sex and stuff, and I was just like... Who do you... What... Do you think my hole is in use? And she's like, yes, I don't know, that frightens me. You know, which is funny too, because I've been fucking chicks in the ass since high school. You know, Jesus if my Christ. Mom knew that, she'd shoot herself. But
the thought of talking to either of my parents about anything remotely sexual makes me want to vomit.
Really?
My parents are like my friends. I don't know if it's because I'm a
child. Mine aren't.
My parents are like my parents.
Yeah. I've never had
that
relationship.
So I'm not going to go into extreme detail about my sexual adventures, but...
On the podcast.
You don't talk to them about your hole?
They're not going to hear you.
I've never received any questions nor concerns about my hole. Surprisingly, my parents just aren't that interested in my hole.
Your dad's a deadhead, so you know, they're kind of pro-hole use. You know, the dead...
Let's not characterize miscast deadheads.
They all love hole stuff. And...
Oh, wow.
Let me get this light.
I'm not going to support whatever that was.
I was trying to quit cigarettes, but I've been dipping my toes back in. I've been dipping.
You've been shoving your whole foot in.
All right, well, you know, I was a little stressed out. Life sucks.
Can I get some L's in the chat?
No L's. Daphne actually has an L expert.
This is not live, by the way.
Shut up. Don't talk about him.
L expert. We'll bring that up after, because Brendan has to see that.
The video?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
One of her exes. Like, literally watching it and hearing him talk, I was like... Because she gets on me when I act like an idiot. This kid was the stupidest motherfucker I have ever seen.
There's a video of him being stupid?
Him, like, giving advice. Like, yeah, bro, like, here's my advice on how to fuck hot chicks.
He's not Australian.
Here's my advice on how to fuck hot chicks. I've been taking these L's since day one. L life, L gang. I'm part of the big L squad. And it's like, dude, shut up. Shut up. Stop talking like that.
Why,
you
you're
fucking
so
suck.
Mad about him.
Mad, yeah, you know how I get. I'm working on it, but I get real jealous about the chicks that have... Dudes and chicks that have
that been in my
hole. Yeah. I just get a little salty.
The original
settlers.
Why
like
would
that?
You get salty about
Are you not
that?
Mad about
no,
that
No, that's
stuff
a kind
ever?
Of a childish attitude, in my opinion.
Shut the fuck up. Yo, we're having a nice chat over here. You don't have to call me a child. You fucking asshole.
Listen to yourself.
How are you thinking that? Okay.
How dare they have hooked up with anyone other than me?
That's
Thank
not what
you.
It is.
Thank
oh,
you.
All right. That's
exactly
not what, it
what it is. What is it then?
Alright, yeah, maybe that
Are you worried about, like, future, like, rekindling of the flames while you're, is that more of, like, a you just don't trust her kind of a thing?
No, it's just, like, I know when I was, like, yeah, I always trust Debbie, but it's, like, there's just something in my head, the way it works, that's, like, because when I was, like, 22, 21 in college, a bunch of people tried to convince me to date them, and it was just like, you can't capture me.
You're so cool, bro.
No, I'm not so cool. They weren't tens or anything. They were
just fucking... Is that the moral of the story?
Squibblies. But it was just like, I just knew that I had that mindset of like, you can't tie me down. And there'd be times where I'd be like, she's convincing, I'll date her for a little bit, and then, yeah, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And it's like, I just feel like that mindset doesn't, you know, it's just... It's possible I could get... I don't want to get kicked to the curb. That's all it is. I'm insecure. I don't want to get kicked to the curb.
Wow.
That's
all
it is.
It all comes out.
It's literally just me being a baby.
So you think I'm going to think the way that you do?
A little
bit. Or
did
when you were in college.
Yeah.
You're going to owe me $200 after this session.
You're sleeping on my couch for
that's
free.
That's the theme. This is your therapy.
That's what we're being subjected to.
I don't think the rapey? I'm not being rapey at all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right, so what you're saying, though, is interesting. I mean, like, I get it. Like, you obviously... There's weird, like, boundaries in a relationship with regards to exes, for sure. Like, if you're talking to your ex, your current partner should probably know that. Are you just friends? Hopefully. If not, that could be a problem, but, you know.
You have no, you have to have some flaws in a relationship. Call up Gabby. Let me talk to her real quick.
He's referring to my first serious girlfriend. We started dating in high school.
Was she your first one?
Yeah, she's my first serious girlfriend.
We met at a camp.
I lost my virginity to her.
Did you really? At camp?
No, no.
Brendan and I don't know if you went over it while I was not here, but...
No.
Brendan is a special guest tonight. He's in town. He's my buddy. We met at this,
Magical Land.
We're part of this gang, okay? There were like six straight men at the camp.
Real hooligan gang.
Real testosterone pumping gang. And
15-year-old boy gang.
And we were like, bros, no matter what, when we all get older, we're all gonna be friends. We'll never let our friendship die.
You guys are coming to my wedding.
Literally, yeah. And then it was just me and Brendan.
I actually worked with Kurt recently.
He came to visit too. Kurt's an awesome guy.
And he came to visit. So Kurt's sort of, you know, he's coming back into the fold.
Honorary.
Yeah.
That dude, when we met him at camp, I used to pick on him. I was not a bully, but I'd hit him and shit. And he's huge now. This guy's like 6 foot three and like fucking, I don't know if he fucking ate a kid.
He lifts, bruh.
He lifts heavy shit, man. Yeah. He's not like me. I lift food.
Back then he was lanky, real thin.
Twink. Just full twink.
Pretty much.
Oh my God, yeah.
But not a twink, because let's just be clear, because there were a lot of very real twinks there.
He wasn't gay, but he had the body of a twink. He was twink gender, which is its own thing. You don't have to be gay to be twink gender.
He didn't identify it as that. But,
exactly, yes, there we go.
That's what he was.
There we go, that's smart.
Anyway.
But anyway, you have to have some sort of... Well, what do you think your big hang-up is?
Well, okay, I'm going there. I thought we were going to talk about teen boys.
I was just trying to introduce you.
Oh, yeah. So honored to be here.
With my co-host. Not my host. Not the host. The co-host.
Daphne. You want me to say my name?
Yeah. Let me just say that a little louder. Scoot up a little bit.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Happy to be here. I'm basically like crashing on Zach's couch for a few days. I just drove across the country from New York. That's kind of my situation right now. And yeah, Zach and I have been boys for like 10 years now, pretty much. It's been a while. And luckily we stay in touch, we like to write together, working on a animated comedy pilot, animated sci-fi comedy pilot.
Should be exciting. Did you think, was that any good?
Was what any good?
After you fucking hated it.
It's tolerable. I'm drinking this, unfortunately, this grapefruit beer, courtesy of Daph.
Daphne had the option, okay? The whole day I had planned out to everything was about her, she could do whatever she wanted, within reason. And, you know, we go to the gas station to get some brewskis, and I say, babe, your pick, whatever you want.
What a guy.
She just randomly picks something because it said grapefruit, having never had it before, and is like, I will like this one. And then we get home and take one sip, and it's like, oh, and just, that was it.
First of all, fuck Ballast Point for ever making grapefruit-flavored IPA. That's just a...
For all the fruity... I've had some fruity shit. Who likes grapefruit? It's not terrible.
I do. That's why I picked it, but it tastes terrible.
Were you thinking it was going to be more like a seltzer?
I don't know. I don't drink, really. I've barely ever drank, like, in my life. I'm only 23. I started drinking when I was 21.
You waited until you were 21.
Yes, I never drank before.
Nerd alert.
My first drink was at a fucking Cheesecake Factory.
That's embarrassing.
And you were 21?
Oh, it was on my birthday.
Around here?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It was in Pasadena. It was on my birthday.
Were you sheltered?
Yes.
Were you locked up in a...
Can't you tell?
Cage?
Do I come off as normal? I was basically locked in a fucking cage.
And according to what you've alluded to that I'm getting for Christmas, you're going to be locked up in a cage again.
No.
Real soon. Real soon, boys. Wow. I'll let you know that much.
This is not something that I am comfortable talking about.
What's on his wish list?
Nothing. Nothing.
Dog cage.
I hate you
dog
so much.
Cage.
Full size.
No, it's not. It's not a cage.
As like a sex thing.
No.
You want to get locked in doggy cages
and
penetrated?
There's no cages. There'll be a water bowl and food. There's water and food.
There's no cages.
Nick Cage. That's what we're talking.
I don't think involving dogs either. I don't want people to actually think that I have that sort of.
Daphne's actually that TikTok girl who makes millions a year pretending to be a dog.
No. I wish, actually.
You should do one where you
this keeps going up.
Pretend to be a bitch.
I'm in, not a bitch.
Fuck yeah! Anyway, that joke didn't work.
How does it feel to be on the esteemed,
acclaimed?
What does it feel like to just know that you're on a podcast that's called Sissy Hypno Hour?
You feel a little frightened.
I would if the title meant anything. I mean, like, you guys just talk about random bullshit.
Have you ever watched Sissy Hypno?
This is Countdown 0.5. This is like the degraded version.
Zach keeps telling me about Countdown. I actually have not heard it.
You love it, bro. I'm not prepared. You gotta watch it.
He forces me to listen to clips, which I don't laugh to.
I heard you don't like it.
And then I'll say something like stink BI instead of FBI. It's like a stinky version of the FBI. She'll shit her pants.
Is that where the stink thing came from? You've been
No, no, no.
Oh, he just has done that since we met. I don't know why.
You started it.
No, I did not.
Did I call you stinky first?
Of course.
Well, you technically, fucking co-opted. Technically, she started it because she's stinky.
You know what she started again recently, which I cannot stand?
What?
It's actually very endearing. What? You just sounded scared.
I am scared. Comedy what podcast, did I say?
Well, wake up after I've been bugging her all morning just for a little hug.
Yeah.
And she won't hug me, and so I'll just be sad, moping, waiting for her to wake up. And she'll lean over so lovingly and give me a big hug and just go, Mr. Pig. Like, what?
Because I did it once when I was really tired, and he got so offended.
That's hilarious.
He got so pissed.
I'm trying so hard to get back into shape, and she's always just like, Mr. Pig. Mr. Pig.
Or I call you Chubby.
Yeah, oh.
She don't like that either.
She knows how to push my buttons. And then as soon as I begin to push one of her buttons, it's like, do not talk to me ever again. How dare you? We were best friends.
You guys have an interesting relationship.
Oh, I love it.
That's very nice.
These are the best relationships.
No, you guys are hilarious, actually. Happy to be here on the Sissy Hypno Hour. What does that mean? Where does that come from? Isn't that like a porn genre?
Yes.
Yes, these videos where, like, a woman will be like, you'll just see, like, a fucking blonde 10-pound chick getting railed out by, like, a huge dude. And then you'll hear, like, a chick like, you were made to suck cock. Please, begin sucking cock now. You are a little bitch. And it's supposed to, like, you're supposed to think you're being degraded.
Or I think, like, you're supposed to be hypnotized into wanting to be a little sissy girl. But it's for men. It's for straight men, too.
Yeah, it's for men.
Okay. Yeah, that was a really bad description. I didn't get anything
it
from that.
It sounds bad.
So, basically, it's hypnosis, and then the men turn into little girls in their mind.
I thought it was just called Sissy Hypno. I don't think people actually listen to it expecting to be, like,
hypnotized.
Actually hypnotized.
Well, I don't, but, yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Can someone, I'm sure I have a fucking Sissy
Hypno fan?
Fan, yeah. Not of the podcast, but of
actually. You guys named your podcast Sissy Hypno Hour, and you can't even explain it to me.
That's
like,
what it
exactly
is!
Exactly what it is? Okay, I trust you.
We'll play some for you later.
It's like, it'll be like, this, like, ambiance music. Of just, like, I don't know, stuff you could, like, fall asleep to. And then there's a swirl on the screen, and it's a girl saying things like...
I've never seen it with a swirl. I thought those were always, like, jokes.
I mean, it's porn. I don't think anyone's
It's called Hypno. Anyway, and then it's just a girl describing, like, you are going to be turned inside out. You know, you come only when I say you do, and you're a little bitch. Things like that.
And then she fucks him with a strap on?
No, there's no. Wait, no, I've seen it. I've never seen actual porn on it.
Oh, what?
I've seen just the hypno.
I've just seen, because I watch it usually. You know, I just see the people getting railed. That's the sissy
there's different
hypno,
types. There's different
sissy
types.
Hypno lines you were saying sound like what you say to me every morning. I'm gonna get turned out. I'm a little bitch. My dad brought me those, coasters from Japan. He was very excited.
They're
very
cute.
Hip.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what anime it's from, but
probably Azuka, because that's what it says on them.
It says Azura.
It says Azuma, actually.
Okay. All right, we're both here.
This one says Umaya. Nice. So there you go.
Nice. I actually like anime, but I don't know what that's from.
What do you watch? Daft's a huge fucking weeb-a-boo.
Not huge. I've seen, like, a few.
My favorite's definitely Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Brotherhood?
Shout out to...
Brotherhood sucks.
No, it's the better one.
There's no way, dude.
That's what they say, dude. I don't know. You misheard.
I feel like anyone who listens to or who's an anime fan would beat you for hearing.
No, no, no. All my friends who've seen both have when we recommend it to someone else, they're like, "You should watch Brotherhood."
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. All right, that's surprising.
But I can't say for sure because I haven't watched both. But
oh, you haven't watched the first one?
I've not watched. Yeah, not. Dude, I've only watched.
Go fuck yourself. This is gonna be another fucking.
I didn't need to.
Fallout 4 is way better than New Vegas.
I already
bro.
Found my favorite anime.
Have you played
series?
New Vegas? No, I'm still mad about this.
No, I've never played New. I don't need to.
He
I have
thinks.
4. I'm on my third playthrough.
The
of
graphics
4.
Are better in Fallout 4. It's better, and that makes it a better game. And I'm keep trying to tell him New
it's
Vegas is way
really
better.
Really good mods.
New Vegas
to
is
make
better,
it
right?
Really
yeah,
hard.
I think so.
Dude, New Vegas is a fucking blast, bro.
I believe you. But
it's better than Fallout 4.
But it's 4. Not better than Fallout 4.
I can't even finish playing Fallout 4. That's how bad it is. I literally downloaded it last
You just need to make it harder. You just need to make it harder.
It's on the hardest.
Survival?
Yeah, okay, I die all
so
the time.
So then also get the mods that make it like immersive as fuck and make it like you die in like 2 seconds because then every interaction is like so high stakes.
But it's
it like
just
makes
like,
it way more exciting. And then it's less about the story and more about the journey.
This is the problem though. This is like, I have a candy bar made of pure 100% chocolate and it's very good. And I have a candy bar that's made out of monkey feces, okay? You've only tasted the monkey feces, you know? And maybe putting a little sugar on it makes it better.
I'm spicing it up.
You found a way to make it palatable. But, dude, the chocolate bar is just better.
It's not, though.
Dude.
It's not, though. It looks like a piece of shit. It looks
oh
like
my
a,
God.
It looks like a 4-year-old made it on his iPad at this point.
I'm getting so angry, bro. I feel like... Graphics don't make a game, dude. It could be a stick.
I don't know, man. It's not, I mean, like, there are some games from nostalgia you can go back and play over and over for me. Whatever. I can go play Super Smash Bros. And kill your ass.
Oh, 100%.
I can
play
Battlefront 2 anytime. Kingdom Hearts, I'll go back and play, like, you know, once in a blue moon. But, like,
that's why I gave you the blanket.
Thank you.
The sticky
Except
blanket.
It was sticky.
Oh, God.
Fucking Zach gave me a Kingdom Hearts blanket. I love Kingdom Hearts, and so I was excited and cuddled up, and then all of a sudden my hands were sticky.
Jesus Christ!
And I asked him, how long has it been since you watched this? And he said, it's been a long time.
Boarding school was 15 years ago.
Anyway, there are some games that have shit graphics that you can go, but not that those games have shit graphics, but like you can go back and play them no matter what. Dude, I don't know, man.
Bro, I'm
maybe that's New Vegas for you. Maybe it's just a nostalgia piece.
Oh my God. Are you gonna back me up here?
I do like the game, but I also like Fallout 4 more than you do.
She loves Boom. She plays 4 a lot. That's kind of what you played the first few times
I
came over. I
don't have New Vegas. I would play New Vegas if I had it.
You played it though.
I used to. I had it when I was in high school.
I can get it on your computer. I got it on mine. It's like $5.
I hate playing on the computer.
So did I, but it's so much better.
If you can connect your controller, I don't want to do the mouse.
You can do your PS4. Because it's weird, but most of the... They've changed this on the newer consoles, but your graphics are kind of hard-locked to the system. And when you play something on the computer, you can actually, like... There's levels.
You good? He's giving me the thumbs up, everyone. He's not going to die yet.
What's your Twitter?
Oh, my Twitter. It's Bastion Music, I believe. Or Bastion Sounds on Twitter, actually. There's already a Bastion Music who hasn't been using their profile in 10 years.
It's not from the game,
it's a real
Bastion,
bummer.
Is it?
It's a real bummer. Everyone asks. That's like the one thing everyone knows, and it's, like, annoying. But, like,
that's one of the best games ever.
Really?
Have you not played it?
No.
Oh, fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, and the music is unreal.
Yeah. It's annoying. Because that comes up first, like, in everything. But, no, yeah, so I've been doing that for like 4 years, but before that I studied film and TV production and worked on a Netflix doc series and then an Apple TV Plus kids show, and then I decided to quit and work on music more. But I would go back. I would go back and work, go back to the game of film and TV industry for Fallout. That would be sick.
Hell yeah!
So what is this?
Looks like rosé. I call it the double dub. No L's for me, baby.
Dude, you're such an asshole. This is the sploof. I fucking knew it.
No way.
I'm dead. Look at it. Or you have to cut some of this out, by the way. I heard you don't cut anything out. You need to cut some stuff out.
No, I cut stuff out.
Okay.
Basically just dead air. But anyway, if anyone wanted to know a recipe for something that tastes exactly like cough syrup...
that
whiskey
that wasn't that great.
And some watermelon bullshit.
Cum water or whatever. You pass me a stanky dranky, my friend.
It seriously tastes like.
Do you
like
want
cherry cough syrup?
You can have
yeah,
one, right?
Let me get this.
But maybe it's because I'm chewing mint gum.
Hey, you know who we should see while you're here?
Bop.
Muffles!
Listeners, do you have, like, this guy, you know, from in your past who, you know...
Good dude. Good
seemed
dude.
Like a really chill guy back in the day. Like, he was cool to all of us. He was very nice and friendly and, like...
I looked up to him. I thought he was funny.
Yeah. And he, you know... Yeah.
But, he was just, like, hitting me up, like, trying to hang and shit. And we, like, hung out a little bit, but... I could tell he was just, like, kind of lonely. And, I wasn't doing anything for Thanksgiving. Because I'm a loner, you know? I was just chilling. But he was like, hey, Are you going anywhere or anything? Like, could I come? Like, I don't have
any. Can I come to your Thanksgiving?
Kind of like that, and it was just like, I felt so
what
bad.
What did
he
say?
He probably thought I was lying and saying no, but I was like, dude, I'm not really going anywhere either, bro. you know, I should have done something with him, but I think I just probably slept. But,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, I felt terrible. I was just like, it was like I was looking into my future, and I was going to be... Because he was, like, everything I thought I was, like, this eccentric, you know, funny guy, and it was just like, I'm gonna be alone, I'm 40. Probably wasted. He probably had a gun to his head, the way he was texting me,
that's
what it sounded like.
That's dark.
No offense. I'll edit it.
You gotta believe his name.
Yeah,
you gotta believe his name.
And like I said, let me reiterate, love that
guy. I'm
sure
he's fine, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, but that's, we should hang out. We'll go to the pier, we'll buy a biscuit.
I really have no interest, I don't know. I mean,
how do you not hear that story and not want to go give the guy a hug? That's what I'm saying, we gotta like, go hug this man.
I think you're projecting.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe.
No, I'm just joking, I would definitely be down to reconnect if it were to have, you know, whatever. Seems like definitely. Yeah. He was cool. He directed me in Players.
One of the times. Players was fresh.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say about Players.
I remember you tried to get in the one year and came and talked to me and you're like, dude, that bitch fucked everything up for me. You were like so pissed and like, it wasn't fair though that like as an adult she was holding a grudge against
a
fucking
kid. It was pretty childish. I mean, like, here's the thing. We were, so... Just to rewind a little bit, what he was describing earlier at camp, the team boys, like the few straight guys at camp.
A literal gang.
We tormented our director just by being boisterous and, you know, rabble-rousing and saying offensive things, you know, as boys do. Anyway, we made her cry
straight
at one
dude.
Point. It was bad.
It wasn't like...
We acted like little shits.
That sounds like we were terrible, though.
That's
like,
true, that's true. The only reason she cried was because, like, after, like, our preview, we did, like, a little preview of our show. We huddled up.
All the guys got together in a circle and just started bouncing.
Boys.
And she burst into tears. And we were just like...
It was not the spirit of the camp, let's put it that way.
It was too testosterone, bro.
Too much.
It was like
it was
an episode
much.
Of Jersey Shore. It was like...
So we all got in a lot of trouble that year, and then what we're talking about is then the next year when I auditioned for something that she was directing, a sort of a side thing.
Players,
she,
it was like
she
this
rejected
esteemed
me.
Drama
she'd
thing.
Made it. She didn't even pretend. She was just like, you know, after the experience we had last year, I just don't think I can trust you. It's just like, I was like, you know, you. I feel like you grow up a lot, like over those years. You know, by that time, I felt like I was a different person, and I was just like,
it was
fair.
A separate
this
year.
Isn't fair. Yeah, it was the next
year.
Oh,
that makes her a clown.
One or
dude.
2 years later.
Yeah, what a bitch.
It was absurd.
Dude, I remember I got, I didn't make it into OTC my last year. Because I fucked up so badly. There's this big choreographed music number with like 13 songs from random musicals.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, it was like everyone's favorite. It was like Zach Braff would come and sing along and shit. And, because he went there and shit, but,
it was all, like, the most talented singer-dancers.
You had to be the cream of the crop to
and
get
then,
into this.
And then if you
that
were Matt,
Zach Braff comes
kid.
And sings. Which is what he's really known for.
Yeah, right?
His
he's
pipes.
Not. But,
I think you just named a random alumni.
I'd pipe him,
oh, okay, Zach Braff
never,
alone?
Never.
Only Zach Braff
Robert
comes
Downey Jr.
and
sings. Yeah, keep going.
Natalie
he sings
Portman.
A little ditty.
Keep going.
Natalie Squirt Hams. Robert Clownman Jr.
Those are great puns.
Fuck you. But everything.
So you
like
didn't. So
insane.
So if you've been in OTC, it's almost like you're in. Once you're in, kind of.
You'd never
like,
get kicked.
You
out.
You wouldn't get kicked out unless like
you've
some crazy
up.
Shit went down. But anyway.
What did you
so
do?
So the fact that Zach didn't get in his last.
There's a big
summer.
Song and it's take the bus or no da da da. And then you tilt your head and go yogurt and tea on the bus. making the rounds. But I was the only one who, like, a beat before went, and then, oh no. I ruined it. I ruined everything.
That was it? That was enough to get you. Everyone has
to be coordinated.
You don't understand. I don't believe that was it.
That was not it.
That definitely was it, bro.
Are you kidding?
It was so bad.
But I get that that's horrible. Like, you messed it up, but that's enough to get you kicked out.
I don't believe that. What else did you do? You must have done
something. There must be something else. You just turned your head too early.
And shit. Like, I was doing fine, dude. I had solos and whatever.
Well, was that the year that, like, we're imploded? It's really sad, honestly.
It was fucked. He would dress up every year for the talent show as Liza Minnelli and do drag. Mm-hmm. And looking back, it's like, why did everyone like that so much? We would go ham, bro. That was like the Super Bowl
That's very popular.
Her?
Liza. Well, there's like 90,000 Judys, 90,000 Lizas like New York. Where it's like different people doing it in drag.
But we were in this show called Grand Hotel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know it.
Grotel.
And he was just acting excessively weird and being strange and just, like, mean to people.
Well, he started kicking other people out. I mean, but did that happen the semester after you or the session after you?
No, because he got kicked out the session I was there.
Yeah, so you saw all of it then, like, all the shit that went down.
It was
like Jordan
me and Jay Silve, bro.
Yeah.
Just kicking people out of shit.
Yeah, he kind of just had a breakdown, essentially. I wasn't there, but, like...
But anyway, he gets kicked out, and they end up coming and talking to our cast. The dude had, I guess, a brain tumor. But they were saying it was, like, pressing down on his brain and, like, severely affecting...
How he acted?
Yeah. Hmm. That was, like, the first time I'd ever heard of that stuff.
I thought you were going to tell a story about how a man literally imploded.
Emotionally, mentally.
I was excited. I was like, and you saw it?
You didn't really tell any of the stories that happened, but, like, I guess, like, honestly, you should probably cut out that whole section. Because, yeah, like, that literally means nothing to anybody, and we didn't even tell any story. Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, maybe. Sad story about a man who
fell
from grace.
You're telling him I leave everything in?
Listen, he hasn't actually listened to, he only listened to the first one, but every other one after that, I go, just cut that all out, and you just hear it. You just hear all the times that I say to cut it out, but it's all left in.
Yeah, it's like, it's gritty.
You gotta let me have a final cut on this one.
You wanna edit it?
I'd be down. Fuck it, let's talk about something else.
The thought of me making, like, $3,000 a month, that makes me hard, dude. And that's like a peanuts. That's like small baby peanut, man, you know what I mean?
Buy Bitcoin.
How, with what? Daphne. I have to sell you, I'm sorry. If you would like to purchase Daphne...
For a Bitcoin, how many Bitcoins?
Good luck. 0.73.
That's not bad, that's almost one Bitcoin. That's like a fucking couple grand, right?
It's closer to $8,000, actually.
I hope I'm worth more than $8,000! Jesus Christ!
What's the scenario? What scenario are we in?
Well, they own me, they get to do whatever they want!
You get the 15 mil.
They don't, because when we first started the relationship, thought...
Oh, no, you said
$3,000
a month.
Oh, my God.
You said $3,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
$3,000 a month, baby. They're going to buy you and then be like, I will pay you twice as much to take her back. Please, please, God. Please, God, help me.
It's a scam.
Then you get 3 times the money for me.
Yeah. Me would give you all of the money.
Okay.
Because you are stinky.
Mm-hmm. We were going off on video games earlier, which is interesting. I don't talk about video games a lot. Because,
I wanted
like,
to ask you this after you talk. Continue.
Such a good host, guys. He's A1, isn't he? I forgot what I was going to say, Zach. No, I'm joking.
No.
I don't know. I was just going to say, like, for me, I've always been to, like, RPGs. But then, like, it's been crazy to sort of see on the rise of, like, esports and shit. Like... I don't watch any of it, but, like, it's just mind-boggling to me how much money is in that. And,
I worked a bunch of those events.
How many viewers and stuff. Yeah.
It was insane. Everything smelled like pee. I was shocked. I literally, not even kidding, everything smelled like
they
pee.
Because they couldn't get up and go to the bathroom. They were so, like, they had to, you know, play so hard.
No, they were just,
hard.
Like, stinky dudes.
They were peeing in their seats.
And it was funny because, like, everyone working at, like, me looked like a regular guy. And then it was like a zoo. They just, like, opened the fucking doors. And it was just, like, a bunch of 13-year-olds and dads that were, like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Like, they looked so sad. It was terrible.
Oof.
I don't get all that.
I don't really either. I'd rather play the game. I don't know.
Shocking.
I'm like that about sports too. Like, I don't get watching it. I'd rather play the sport.
Yeah, I'm not a big sports follower, fan in general, but
Dude, you said you like.
I kind of get it. Like, I kind of get it. Like, it's the same kind of competitive spirit, even though, you know, minus the athleticism. It's clearly like a challenging thing that like these people get like to the level they're at. It takes thousands of hours or whatever. So like,
oh yeah,
I can respect respecting someone for being so passionate.
For respecting them.
Yeah.
The respect that you respect. Dude, earlier you said you like
RPGs. But I don't
RPGs.
Fucking get it at all, yeah.
What's an RPG to you? Because everyone to me has like a different version.
In
my head, it's like a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, or I mean, just looking back on my favorites, like Legend of Zelda, Kingdom Hearts when I was younger, and some platform games. And actually when I was younger, strategy games. Where did all the strategy... I guess there are still like... out there, just like the real losers kind of play them.
Yeah, what do you think, like Command & Conquer?
Back in the day, like Age of Empires, Age of Mythology.
Oh, those games were fresh.
Yes, I loved those old strategy
games. You could upgrade your units and get like...
But now I feel like that's, WoW, right? World of Warcraft is kind of that.
Not strategy.
Or what about Civilization?
Like
that game.
Civ is fresh, yeah. You ever play that? You'd love that shit.
My brother like plays it. I don't play it.
Don't play it, dude. Games take years to finish, and you're going to be, like, hooked.
No, I've watched him play. Actually, it doesn't really interest me.
I could not do that.
Seems like just a lot of words. I like RPG, I like the adventure kind of aspect of it. And
like the Skyrim-esque?
Yeah, so I've stayed away from Skyrim because I think I'll probably like it a lot, but...
It's so hollow.
Really?
I loved it in college. My freshman year... I guess sophomore year at Elon because I transferred. But I would get high, so high, and play Skyrim for, like, hours. Dude. Like, I must have logged, like, 600, 700.
Yeah.
But,
I'm afraid to check Fallout 4 for me.
Do you still like it, though? Like, have you ever tried replaying it recently?
No. I don't play anything anymore. PlayStation just never gets
like
used.
Games?
Doodle Jump!
Yeah, that was
bro,
one of the
you
early
showed
ones.
Me that. That was the
no
freshest.
Way.
Yeah, I remember
you that?
Playing. I borrowed your phone to play it all the time. I remember.
We were like kids when that came out.
Oh yeah, dude! I remember I downloaded the demo once because I was like trying to relive
and
the
what
nostalgia.
What was I guess Candy Crush, but before Candy Crush, remember there was Bejeweled on the computer when we were
like
real
it's like the
real
old
little
school Candy Crush. There's also like Zoot or Zoop.
I don't remember that one.
It's like a weird puzzle game.
Anyway, we're probably losing some people.
Nah.
You were supposed to think about
this.
This is
why you need to have one topic that you can loosely stay attached to and go off on tangents and then come back to. Otherwise, it's like you go off on a tangent and you look back and it's like, where were we before? You should try to cut these together in a way that like makes more sense, like so it's not completely
literally
lost
this
on people.
Is what I say.
Unless it like really ruins the flow, because sometimes it can be good to like do a callback, which is fine, but like as long as like yeah.
I don't know how clever
that's
the callbacks get on this.
It's callback to topics, I guess. Anyway.
Hard to think of video games because that's the only topic we've talked about at
you're like,
at some sort of length. And your hole. We talked about your hole earlier, but I don't know how much
what?
I can.
Oh, while I was here.
That's true.
Yeah, you came back.
I thought you meant when I was gone.
We also talked about it while you were gone. There's a lot to say about your hole, but I think we're beyond.
I've said all I ever want to say about his hole.
Don't make me start talking about Dad's hole.
No,
okay.
Please, God, no.
No one's asking. No one's asking.
We'll get to that. That'll be our OnlyFans. It won't be sex. It'll be you, like, describing.
Some of your listeners just went, damn it, so close. So close.
Dude, they get horny when we post pics sometimes.
I don't think any of my... Your followers sort of transferred to me, but none of mine really spilled over to you. In fact, they kind of hated you for it. Remember...
Stealing you away?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you lose some followers once you started posting?
I did.
Couples content?
I did.
You lost?
Yeah.
That happens to all That happens to all women when they get a boyfriend.
On what, Insta or Twitter?
On Insta.
Yeah, I unfollow
I deleted
so fast.
My Twitter and I made a new one.
What how many did you lose? Like
I don't remember, but you remember like Blondish Pink?
Yeah.
It's like I'm not even gonna bother with you anymore because there's no point.
And yet he is in every single
and now he's still he's
comment
still.
And, like commenting.
So I didn't lose
shit,
him. I didn't
yet.
Lose him, but there
is it more than like 100?
But I did lose quite a few. It might have been like around 100 or
more than like 200?
Well, I mean, this Instagram is my small one. I deleted all my other big accounts.
Oh, right.
Do you think girls do that too? To guys? I imagine some, but not as many.
I have no clue. No clue. I don't have any experience in that. I don't really like thirst after people on the internet.
Me neither. I can't imagine getting upset.
What a concept.
Dude, would you ever, like, if you were... I can't imagine you getting upset either. You can't be in, like, a health... You can't have a healthy mindset if, like...
I'm not a simp, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I guess are that you is a simp behavior.
That's what a simp is. Yeah.
Simp. I would love to know how one becomes
a simp. I think you have to be lonely.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to scream that.
Oh, you're lonely. Disgusting.
They should be euthanized. Oh, man.
All of mine are very funny. I find them amusing. I used to, when I had, like, the big Instagram account, I used to do this, like, Instagram Live thing, or you know how you can, like, ask to participate in one, mm-hmm. in, like, someone else's live? Mm-hmm. So I'd have all the people on, and then I had my little fake pink telephone, and I would take their calls, and it was always, like, 50 to 70-year-old men who, like, couldn't really form a sentence and nice. Were just too nervous to, but they requested, I didn't make them join a live, and I would just like
do things that I told you to.
No. No, that wasn't on Instagram. I did that elsewhere.
Eat a lot of food.
Sit on
in
cakes.
A really seductive way.
But
it's not sexual.
No, but I used to just like I guess neg them, or not necessarily neg, I don't know. I just made fun of them without them really knowing that I was making fun of them. And that was so, and then I got banned from doing lives for like a week for bullying.
What the fuck? Really?
For yes. bullying people that called into your video?
What did you say?
What?
I would just like, I don't really remember, but I would be just roast a huge them. Cunt. I would roast them.
But how the fuck?
What's wrong with the little roast?
Is that a report that you can get reported for on Instagram?
For bullying? Yeah.
Alright, what's like the worst thing you said?
I don't know.
Yes,
would you like make fun
no, of I them? Genuinely don't remember, but it was like, I would make fun of what they looked like, how they sounded, their intelligence level.
You were saying skin color sometimes.
No, I was not saying that. Did you say black people?
Oh my god, that was so funny. He was like that was the funniest thing in the whole world that could have been
that's
said.
Literally yeah, your Twitter following. That's your old Twitter following. Anytime you would be like, gay, it would just be like the funniest thing on earth.
Nah. When I use it, it's like really deep and like funny.
Nuanced,
yes. I know.
For context, we were upstairs eating and finishing dinner and just hanging out, and then Zach's roommate, Zach, sort of wanders over. And Zach's in the middle of explaining something to us, really mundane, like something about the podcast we were talking about, and his roommate comes over like with his like cheeky grin on his face. And he just goes, Did you say black people? And Zach and I just look at each other like, you did it again. We just fucking start laughing.
Killing me, dude. I wish I did. I wish I had said that so I could see him laugh.
You should have just been like, yes.
Bro,
right? Oh, God.
Damn it. I love it.
How would you rank all of these here?
All of what?
All the Zachs.
How would I rank them? They're all equal.
But you gotta call one of you Zach 1, Zach 2, Zach 3.
I mean, hopefully you'd call me Zach 1, I would hope. Also, I don't think we number each other.
No?
That's like a something someone else looking in would do. We're more of a collective union.
You're not part of the family.
Yeah, who do you think you
For
are?
For the followers, so they know who we're talking about. They gotta keep track.
Well, we're probably bleeping them.
You know oh, yeah. Mean?
His roommates are Zach and Zach.
Yeah, you don't have to bleep.
The bleep is almost like an equivalent to what we're saying.
Yeah.
It's literally the same sound for the same name.
Everyone's name is Zach. I feel like from now on and also.
Well, maybe the listeners don't understand. There are three Zach.
Charlie!
There are clones.
All right. No last names.
That's how he gets all these cartoons and these podcasts and all this bullshit on Twitter done every day. He's got there's
Dude,
three
I
of
wish.
Him.
I need to apply myself, bro.
Someone asked me this recently, and they acted like it was a really deep question that, like, it would be really hard to answer. They asked me, and I'll ask you, if you could hook up with an exact, like, a second version of yourself, would you?
Is it a man?
Yeah, it's an exact version.
No.
Right. Then they were like...
I thought you were going to be like, dude, what? Bro, wait, No.
That's what this person did to me. That's what this person did to me, basically. They were just like...
They're gay. That guy's gay. I'm sorry. It's not bad.
No, but it was funny because it was kind of subtle. He's like, really?
Yeah, that's his reaction.
It's
You
wouldn't even think about it?
You don't think about what a tongue would feel like in your ass.
Because this was his rationale. He was like, because you know what you like.
Yeah, but it's you.
I know.
You can just do that to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this makes
are
no
you,
fucking
you
sense.
Can, are you doing you or is
are they doing,
are they doing you?
I feel like you get to pick.
You just have to figure it out. Feel it out.
It's actually whoever...
If they're your
would
clones...
Would you do that, Daphne?
No, but I just... But if I was like... If I thought of myself as hotter, I might. But... But I just don't... I don't think I'm my type.
You could make other you wear a bag. And you could kind of just like...
Wear a bag?
On
their face?
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Because you said they weren't hot enough.
Couldn't hurt.
Well, the body's a problem, too.
You know who's way hotter than regular Daphne? And I would fucking break up with you for in a second.
Mrs. Daphne?
French Daphne. Mm-hmm. French Daphne is so hot.
You're so stupid.
Who?
I think she just walked in.
No, she didn't.
Oh, dude. Her French accent is insane.
I'm not doing that.
It's so good.
Parlez-vous français?
I don't know.
It's so good.
I have a funny speaking French story. I was in Paris for St. Paddy's Day one time, a few years ago.
Why?
With family. Just like.
To celebrate.
Yeah.
Duh.
No, we didn't go to Paris to celebrate St. Paddy's.
That's
zero sense. We happened to be in Paris on St. Paddy's Day travel.
It's my family's holiday.
And so we do it. Yeah, no. So I didn't know if they turned up at all for St. Paddy's Day there, but it turns out they do. We were like in this sort of, we're in like a pretty nice area and like right down the street from some streets where it's like all English pubs, English and Irish style pubs. And so I was the only one, you know, to go out basically by myself for St. Paddy's Day. You know, I'm Irish. I'm like mostly, I would identify as Irish American. But, brazen.
Brave.
Anyway, people were partying and drinking in the streets, literally. Like, these bars were packed, and I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, so I go in there, I sort of go bar hopping, like, it's, you know, meeting French people, meeting bartenders. Like, most, you know, they can speak English, and, like, the thing is, like, the French do get a bad rep because they are assholes, like, if you're American, and typically. But if you tell them that you're from New York... All of a sudden, they want to be your friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think in their mind, like, New York is almost as cool as Paris. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they're just like, oh, you're from New York? I know. Like, how long you been? Like, you want to hit this jazz, this marijuana? Anyway, that was a bad accent, but...
No, it's pretty good Frenchy. It's kind of like
I can do it if I, like,
European
concentrate,
guy.
But, yeah. Anyway, so I'm in one of these pubs, and, you know, music's bumping, the pub is packed, like, people are having fun. This French guy's kind of in the corner, like, he's got his arms crossed, he's wearing all black, you know. And I happen to be standing next to him, and I just met some of his friends, I guess, and I was just like, these bars are pretty, I said something stupid, like, these bars are pretty fun, right? Pretty hype, like, tonight, or, like, crazy crowd or something. Just to be friendly, and, like, he just goes, no, these bars are shit. And I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, they're not that great, but, you know, I mean, people are here, it's, like, fun to be, you know, fun to party with people. He's just like, no, I like to dance. I was like, you like to dance? I like to dance. I fucking love to dance. Like I make electronic music for those anyone. No one knows me. Anyway,
they all know you, bro.
So I'm like, yeah. Oh fuck yeah! Like I love to dance. Like where should I go? Like what club should I go to? Basically, he sends me to this club, 24-hour open club on a boat on the Seine.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's just parked there on the river, in the middle of the city. And I was like, I got in a cab right away. I'm like, this sounds sick. Go there. I get in line, I sort of cut in like halfway through the line, and yeah, I'm like, I'm one of those guys. Like,
they didn't care?
Well, you just kind of sneak in. You kind of, you know how to like operate, if you've been to enough concerts, you kind of like learn how to operate the lines, and like you can like, I've gotten in like for free before, like, because no one knows, you know what I mean? Anyway, smooth operator. Anyway, oh yeah, in line, noticed like a bunch of guys that I knew from NYU, like from college, like.
Oh, is that how you got in?
Just happened to be there. No, just, like, in line. Like, standing right in front of me, didn't plan it at all. And it was, like, crazy. It was fun. Split a pill, you know.
Bro.
Had a good night. Anyway, you could cut all that out.
Wait, is that the that's a story French about story? The accent?
Yes.
Oh, was waiting for like something crazy to happen. You fucking
ignorant. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not even what I was gonna say. I get sidetracked because I tell that story sometimes, and like it's a fun memory.
That
for
was
me.
A good French accent but, though, for the guy.
Okay. Here's my learning French story from that same trip. I got a little sidetracked. So that's I'll tell you. Boat. Guess what the only sentence I learned how to say was?
Where's the party boat?
No, you go to a bar, and all the only these are the only words you need to know in France, everyone. Excusez-moi, un bière pression?
One beer person?
One draft beer.
Oh, wait. How do you say, I would like a boussy? Where do I find a French ladyboys? You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what I would look for.
You say it just like that. I'm sure they'll lead you to the right place.
Boussy.
You talk like a cartoon version of a French
immediately
person.
Immediately get off the airplane like the Bahrain cigarette. Where is the boussy?
You know the mime makeup, even though you're talking.
Where is the talking mouse who makes up the food?
Mime makeup sweating off your face.
Ratatouille. Like, boussy. Yeah. I'm so ready to go to France now, dog.
Bro, I had this one friend from France, actually, this is how we talked. He was from Paris, from Yanis.
I'm liking this.
Bro, he was so funny, bro. He was like, it's fucking hilarious, dude. We would look at the menu, we would like look at like the menu of a restaurant, he would just like start read, we'd be like stoned in college, and like, he would read a menu, and we would just fucking die. He would get to like, he'd be like, oh, the salads, the juices and smoothies. For juices and smoothies.
I figured that. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I am not bright, so, you know, that helps. Dude, I can't tell if I'm drunk.
Give me this, Jay.
Or high.
I can't tell if I'm not high enough or it's just slow.
Is that the spoof?
No.
Shouldn't you have that? That was made exclusively
you
for you.
Made it
that's
for
what
you?
You're smoking.
I don't fucking hate. I hate this shit.
I see more lettuce in your teeth. You just hit both of our J's.
What does that mean?
You just got J spit roast.
I get really sleepy after. I'm like,
yeah, you... I need a nap. That was nuts.
Gross.
I do no longer need Boosie. I am good now.
Doesn't this bother you? Isn't this the kind of thing that would trigger you before
usually,
the conversation?
I guess because I know you, it's kind of like I'm fine with it. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't expect me to like
talking about me being spit roasted. The amount of times you've said the sentiment of me being spit roasted has been brought up just today is
I just
a want lot. To
spit on
are
you
filing a complaint?
Or, in the oven.
I think you called yourself
you
at one point. You referred to yourself getting spit roasted.
Those women on the beach, they were especially the what is
they
that?
Bottoms,
just a
though.
Short
they
the
t-shirt
shirt thing. You know the short one?
Yeah, the fat titty
one. Yeah.
She had the fucking cheetahs. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you mind if I have a glass of milk? No, her boyfriend. It's fine.
Do this on the beach. I fucking dare you. Do this on Santa Monica Pier.
Her boyfriend's like 6'2".
Middle of the
day. Crush you.
I don't like you curling your hair as you talk about it.
He was
6'2". All right. I could have taken him.
He was a hunk.
I could have crawled up his leg like an ant and then swiftly like...
Eat
like
him in the
yeah.
nuts.
I
would have
bit his balls. I would have bit down on his balls.
You would have eaten his nuts.
Oh yeah. I would have just.
I would have sucked him.
Yeah. I'm like, you want to go, bro?
That'll definitely scare him.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't know what to do. And then the girl would be like, I don't. My boyfriend's gay. I want to be with this dude who's fresh as hell.
I don't want to be with. I know he'd probably be kidding me. He'd be like, I don't want to be with this dude who's molesting my boyfriend and sucking on.
I didn't come.
Cock.
The boyfriend did. He's gay. He came all over my face. And she's gonna be like, oh, my boyfriend.
Which is very straight.
Full move. So
I
spit roasting.
I used to live.
What's your ideal spit roast? Sorry, continue.
Are you done with that one? Or
no.
Are you done with that? Or?
Do you have an ideal spit roast? You and me. I feel like it'd be like Mario Kart Double Dash. We can like slap hands
and
switch places.
Are you asking for like my type right now?
I get for spit roasting. Yeah, who's your spit roast type?
No, I'm joking. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Spit roasting.
What is that?
You know what spit roasting is?
I know what it is.
Eiffel Tower.
What? Those are two different things. Those are two different things.
Side and there's a chicken.
Well, so just without the bridge.
Yeah, it's just like a spit roast.
Without the hands touching, because Eiffel Tower, you touch hands.
I thought the Eiffel Towers used to give each other a high five.
Yeah, without the high five, is spit roasting.
You can still high five during spit roast.
Eiffel Tower.
There's not like a ref who comes in with a whistle like, oh, this is no longer a spit roast. Also, I'm a deaf ref, and I got the job because they were nice.
Why is the mouse this?
He's deaf. That's how he sounds.
A deaf mouse?
No, he's a deaf ref.
Why is he deaf?
Because fair business hiring.
But what was with the voice? That's what I meant, not the mouse.
Deaf. That's why he sounds
like that. It's not deaf. People don't talk like that.
They just speak high pitched.
You ever met a deaf person?
No. Okay, maybe
oh
not.
Oh my god.
Yeah, deaf people just speak at higher voices.
They usually speak a little bit louder.
Squeaky. They speak squeaky like a mouse.
Oh, alright, well it's a mouse.
Deaf mouse.
Just crawls in.
I'm a deaf mouse. Thanks to equal opportunity I'm here today.
Anyway.
This is a good character.
Yeah, I was about to say deaf mouse.
You should add deaf mouse. Eiffel Tower, sex rep, threesome rep.
That almost sounds like a good rapper name.
Deaf Tower?
Deaf Mouse Ref.
Oh, yeah. I just gave up on half of those words. My brain was like, we can only put out two of those.
Yeah.
There were six, pick two, go. I was like, okay, brain. Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's what it's been.
You spit on someone and then, you're a fag. You roast them? Like, what did you think it was?
I don't know, I thought it was, like, plowing someone or just, like, up the ass or something.
No, two people plowing one person.
Yes, because it's like spit roasting meat.
So what's the difference between that and Eiffel
Tower? We're both doing the same visual diagram. This is happening.
What's the difference between that and Eiffel Tower?
The high fives.
That's how the referee came out. Obviously, okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't know a lot of this sex stuff, too, until I met Daphne. She's been, like, an awakening for me. Sucking men, getting fucked in my hole. A whole new world I'm experiencing.
Your mom's gonna be real.
I know!
She doesn't listen to this. Thank
God.
Mom, if you listen to this, please stop. Please go back to bed. Please go to bed. Please
stop crying.
Please give the cat some treats.
Don't cry, Mom.
Dude, my cat's like 20. Isn't that crazy?
Pretty old.
He's a Persian. They only live to be like 14.
You think he's like a genie or something?
I don't know what's going on, bro. He has like a mustache. He looks like Wilford Brimley, I'll be quite honest with you.
And he just he didn't off himself, but he died recently. So.
Jesus Christ, why do you think he offed himself?
No,
and he just killed off.
No,
Wilford. Did your cat Brimley kill itself?
No.
Did you just find him with a handgun and fucking note?
I can no longer stand this. No, Wilford. No one kills themselves.
And then the deaf mouse detective comes in.
I was trying to find a way.
Was it suicide? Yeah, I was trying to find a way to bring the ref
in. I know.
It's not. It's no longer a spit roast. It is a suicide.
The fuck are we saying? This is saying nonsense.
Oh my god. I'm dying.
So the cat kills himself. Because he fucked up the spit roast.
Exactly. With the mouse.
You got called out.
So who's your idea of spit roast? That's what I was saying, you and me, we could like, have you played Double Dash, Mario Kart?
You want a spit roast, Daphne?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Alright. Alright, we're ending the podcast.
I knew this was going to end up.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my goodness.
With the halftime report.
I am the deaf mouse with the halftime report.
I love the idea of this deaf mouse as like a detective who just rules whether or not this is an Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. I like it too. That's why I said it, bitch.
Anyway, Wilford Brimley died and your cat's gonna die. That's what I was saying.
Fuck would you? That's fucked up.
This is not an Eiffel Tower.
Such an idiot.
This is mean. Thank from the short time I've been here how
I'm a bully.
Abusive bully.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are kind of fucked up, but
I'm
it's great.
I'm a cuck now. It sucks.
Oh.
She beats me. Anyway. Yeah.
That's what a cuck is.
Yeah. A suck cuck. I don't know where I'm going with that.
I'm sorry. I'm giving you nothing right now.
No, you're good.
I'm just fucking high.
Who would you, who would you Eiffel Tower? You and me on Paige wouldn't work because she's so long, we wouldn't be able to touch.
No, you can pick a different woman, by the way.
Not you, Paige.
Oh, okay.
I think we could. Oh, yeah. We could still touch on you.
Yeah, we could.
Paige is just a little bit
Stop.
Lengthy.
Stop. Look at me like that.
Can we try something real quick?
No.
Yeah, let's like try this. Let's try something new.
We could easily reach that, I feel like. Even if it was just like, yeah, you'd easily fit between there.
Zach and I are doing full-on Nazi salutes at each other and, like, fingers are tipping. Anyway.
That is a reason to talk with him. All my Nazi followers are like, yeah, he's back. He's back.
Getting harder.
Let's go. The Nazi episode.
Alright. You're cutting that.
No, no, no.
Would you still call that an Eiffel Tower? Would that be like a Auschwitz Tower or something?
Hitler doing it?
If you were heiling together while fucking someone.
Well, what would that be called? That would be called like,
What's a tower in Germany? I don't know any.
Yeah, I don't know. The Nazi Watchtower.
Oh, good one.
Getting heiled.
Heiling a cab. That's how Nazis get cabs.
Shut
up, bro.
Shut the fuck
up. Let me get a taxi, please. I'm going to the Autobahn. Dude, everyone thinks the Autobahn's so cool, and it's like, dude, move to Saudi. There's no speed limit. You don't have to fucking think you're cool. Oh,
that's
my
cool.
God, dude. We'd be driving to Bahrain, and all the time, I remember one time distinctly that this car drove by at like 200 miles an hour. And then, like, an hour later, like, we pass by, and there's, like, a fucking camel, which, I'll explain that after, but the camel was fine, its legs were just broken, but it went through the dude's windshield, and the dude was probably dead, but it was, like, the same car that, like, sped by earlier, but, dude, it's a big problem, though, because, like, if you hit a camel, they have, like, little matchstick legs, and they have, like, a ton body, they're heavy.
Yeah.
And your car hits it. And not like the legs just collapse because they're twigs, but the body just goes straight through like into you.
Ooh.
Yeah, and if you're going fast, you're dead. It's
That's
like
hitting
a fucking wall. Yeah.
I was in meese.
The deaf meese. Deaf meese ref. All right. I think we're good. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Mouse Hypno Hour, the Sissy Mouse Hour, with Brendan. Follow him at Bastion. .com. No, Bastion Music at Twitter, man. On Institute.
Thanks for having me. And also, I'm sorry.
Give us one last mouse. This is Mr. This is Mr. Goodbye Mouse.